Church. Today is another day that the Lord has blessed us, that we have opened our eyes, that we are able to see, to be able to worship Him, to glorify Him, and to magnify His precious holy name. Let us rejoice and be glad in His name. And gracious Lord, O magnificent and all-wise God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For Lord, you are holy, you are righteous. For you are our good. There is nothing bad within you. For Lord, we thank you for reconciling us unto you. For giving us, Lord, the opportunity to join in your holy family, in your kingdom. We thank you. So Father, you are the great I am. You are the one who supplies all of our needs. So Father, though we take things for granted, we give you thanks right now, Father. For Lord, nothing is so little that you do not deserve to be glorified for. And we thank you. Lord, we ask you right now, as we have come together in your name, your word said that when there are two or more together, gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. So Lord, we know you are right here, right now, in our midst, with us. And we thank you. Father, we ask you to let your spirit fall upon us. Not just those that are here in the sanctuary, but those that may be watching it on the internet, listening to it on the phone line. Not just us, Lord, but all of your children all over the world. And we thank you. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that each man of God, woman of God, that comes before your people and gives a word, you bless them, Father. Let them be filled with your spirit, that we shall receive from thee what you have given them, that it shall fill us, nurture us, and grow within us. And we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this is the third week celebrating Advent, the coming of Christ. And this week, we're celebrating peace. Soon we shall celebrate the birth of Jesus. We worship God with joy in our hearts as we are reminded of the words the angel said on the first Christmas day. Behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which will come to all the people. And as we come to light the candle of hope and peace, I'll be reading John 15, verses 9 through 11. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. Just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Now as we have come to relight the candles of hope and the candle of peace, and we light now the candle of joy. O Holy One, as Christmas draws near, there is a sense of excitement in the air. We can feel a joy in our lives and see it in those around us. Still, for some of us, This is a sad time because of unhappy things that have happened in our lives. Help us to have the joy that does not depend on earthly happiness, but on you. Help us to be filled with your joy so that you may share it with the joyless world. Amen. And now we'll have a hymn for my choir.
dinner, and different organizations and family and friends. We usually bless our pastor. This year being that we have a pandemic, we're not going to be able to do that. So we won't, of course, we're not having the Christmas dinner this year. But if you still have something that you'd like to bless your pastor with, a card or anything, feel free to just bring it out. We'll be here next Sunday. The trustees will be out there collecting an offering, and you can just put it in the offering pan, and I'm sure it'll be greatly appreciated. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, hit it, Thomas.
praise team and musicians for our production this morning. Thank you to Deacon and Deaconess Woods. Amen. Thank you for setting it off with our Advent wreath, and to all in the past who've had the opportunity to light the Advent wreath. We thank you for your participation and your service. We also thank, I want to thank Brother Jeff for continuing to use his gifts as the minister, amen, of the gospel. He's also IT tech, and he's good at getting Facebook Live out, so we want to thank him for that, amen. Yeah. Thank God for our trustees who come out and are faithful, amen, to see that we still take that offering, amen. You have prayer requests, it's not all about money. You just want to do a drive by the church. Sometimes you just need to drive by, amen, and tell the Lord, thank you. Ain't that right?
Amen.
To our musicians, let's give them a hand. God, praise God. God, thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. And also, Deacon Woods, that he already did intercessory prayer. Had it written down so I wouldn't forget. I heard you mention Deacon King. Let's also remember his daughters. Amen. Not only his daughters, but his son, Junior, amen, George Jr., amen, and Sister Paulette also, amen. We're praying that his daughters, the twins, were hospitalized, but I think one is out. We're praying their strength, amen. All right, that God will touch and bless that family, amen.
Amen.
I have been lifting up Brother Wendell Holmes and Sister Barbara. I think his daughter, if I'm right, Sister Tracy, is her name Tracy, right? Lift up Sister Tracy, amen. Also, Reed families, the Fuller family, amen, where I lift up my Aunt Joanne, Sister Renata, Brother Clarence of Nancy Fuller, who will be funeralized today. We'll keep that family in prayer, amen. I see Brother James Murray here today, amen. He went to the hospital, we'll lift him up, amen. Continue to bless Sister Regina. I'm doing housekeeping, but I'm not going to preach that on this morning. I'm going across the field, amen. But I also want to thank God, while we haven't been able to be in church, there are those who are still doing things behind the scenes that people we don't know. We thank Sister Ponzella, Deaconess Ponzella, return, amen, for candles of Advent, amen. Not only did she bring four, amen, she brought a whole bag over here, amen. I know she also has been keeping up with our liturgical cloth, and she also donated a new machine for amen, right? Sister Thompson, amen. The dispenser, amen. Sister Thompson, we thank you too. Now, Lady Thompson was able for that, amen. She also has PPEs. She has protective shields. She has masks. She has wipes, amen. And so, those who are Facebook Live or maybe on the phone line, you need to get with us and come by and get your protective gear, amen. No matter what people say, protect yourself and wear that. I had a young man tell me yesterday, well, I believe in wearing a mask for him and a mask. And he said, because I just think, you know, that the flowers can't, you know, they need our carbon dioxide, we need our oxygen. I was like, I understand all that, brother, but right now I need to love you enough to put my mask on. Amen. So don't listen to what people say, amen. Keep yourself well, amen. Too many people are dying and too many people are sick to think this thing is a game. This is not a game. Amen. Amen. But I won't hold you long and invite your attention to the book of Psalms. Amen. Right in the middle of the Bible. Amen. Psalm 137. Begin reading at verse 1, verses 1 through 4. That's Psalm 137, verses 1 through 4. This is one that I'm reading from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Psalm 137, amen. When you have it, yeah, y'all already know what to do. Now, I'm going to tell you, look at y'all on YouTube, amen, amen. Great congregation. Psalm 137, verse 1. The psalmist penned the words by the rivers of Babel. There we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required sing us one of the songs of Zion. Verse 4 said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I want to preach you from the subject this morning. Don't lose your song. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your word will come forth to increase our faith. God, that your name will be glorified, God, that you will stand in this weak, empty, simple vessel, God. Thank you for putting your treasure in this trash, that we will be able to preach the word of God, that people will be able to lift their holy hands and thank you for what you've done. And we pray, we know that your words are lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. My personal prayer, God, is that the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart, I pray, have been acceptable in your sight. For truly, O God, you are my strength. Lord, you are my redeemer. Move from heart to heart and breast to breast. In Jesus' name I pray that the faithful God say amen and
amen.
Take your seat.
Amen.
Psalm 137:4, the question was asked, how can we sing a song in a strange land, right? But I tell you this morning that you cannot lose your song. Amen. Songs can be sung a cappella. Songs can be without music. Songs can be sung with music. Amen. But it's something about a song, amen, that can stir your soul. And I wanted to start off this morning by saying that it has been said, I did a little study on some birds, and it's been said that birds can sing. Y'all hear them singing in the morning, amen. They're whistling, amen. And every time when I hear birds whistling in the morning, I think about that commercial and that song that whistle while you work, amen. Yeah, but I hear them whistling, amen. But a bird, they say that a bird, certain ones, can sing even when they grow up without a parent to teach them how to sing. They say that a bird can vocalize or sing or in their own way or suggest that without parents, they sing anyway. It suggests to me that God has put a song in them anyhow. And that through that innate ability for them to sing, there's something in their DNA that regardless of what happens in their life, they sing. Amen. It's ingrained in them to sing. Amen. They say that birds sing when they see the pleasantries of God. Amen. When they see the sunshine, it says that the birds begin to sing because of passion. Birds also sing because of mating season. Amen. Y'all do see us when it comes mating season, when old folks say the sap rise. Amen. You see folks begin to hum a little bit, ain't that right? But birds do the same thing. They sing during mating season. Also, birds can sing while their wings are clipped. Have you ever seen a bird in a cage and he's still singing, amen? It lets you know that no matter what situation you're in, if the bird has a song to sing that God has put in them, then you and I have a song that God has put on our heart, that whether we are caged, whether our wings are clipped, whether we are mating, whether we are sad, whether we are glad, we should always have a song in our hearts. So that the northern mockingbird can sing all night long. That this bird sings to defend its territory. This bird also sings to breed, amen, and to mate, amen. But the one thing about this bird can imitate up to 30 different types of birds and songs. It says this bird can make a sound like a squeaking hinge, amen. It says that this bird can also sound like a cricket, amen. It says that this bird can make bird watchers or scientists believe that there are other birds in the community when it's only the northern mockingbird, amen. Let the folk know the shadow that he's not there, making you think that it's a robin, amen, or some other kind of bird, but it's still the northern mockingbird making that sound. See, but the thing about the mockingbird, the scientists say that the mockingbird sing mostly to me. But if the mockingbird lose the song, because each mockingbird has a specific song. And if they lose their song, they lose their ability to mate. Let me say that again. If they lose their song, they lose their ability to mate, their ability to reproduce. See, y'all sitting out here looking at me like a Sunday morning. Y'all ain't got out of bed. Let me go ahead and tell you what I'm trying to to tell you that God has put in every Christian, every child of God. You can hear sermons and songs all your life. And if I come out there and gave you the mic, some of y'all can pop off a song just like that. That very song that you love, that can lift your spirit, amen. It's on the inside of you. And no matter where you are, God will bring that song out of you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Locked up, you can sing that song. Talked about, you can sing that song. Broke, you can sing that song. Sick, you can sing that song. If you can't sing it, you can hum it, amen. Mockingbird loses the ability to reproduce. That's what has happened to the church. That's what has happened to Christians. That's why the pews are empty, because we have lost our ability to reproduce. Now, y'all do know that the preacher preaches so that y'all can do the work. Amen. The preacher preaches so y'all can go out and encourage somebody else to get them to come see a man. Amen. Y'all go out and tell the story. Amen. We just stir up the gift that's already in you. We stir up the song that's already in your heart so that you can have the strength and faith to go out and talk about this man called Jesus. And so now you have, some of us have lost our song. That word song for us is our testimony. We forget about where God has brought us from and what God has done. Most of us complain about what we don't have and what we want to do and how bad it is right now, and forget that God is still on the throne. We forget that God has blessed us down through the years. You forget this ain't the first time you get sick. This ain't the first time that you went through something. This ain't the first time somebody has called you out your name. And God has always been there with you. So you should always have a song. You should always have a testimony. Amen. In the book of Psalms, amen, this small book of Psalms, yeah, I tell y'all all the time, every answer to whatever you're going through, you can find it in the book of Psalms. If you're sad, you can find a song to lift your spirit. If you're faithless, you can find a song to give you strength to run on to see what the end is going to be. If you feel like you got tears in your eyes, song will drive your tears and put running in your feet, clapping in your hands, and joy in your heart. That's what the book of Psalms will do for you. So in the Bible, these songs are connected to God, connected to the worship of God, the adoration of God. And in this text today, the people of Babylon, the people of Jerusalem, are carried away from Zion and have taken to Babylon. They are taken because they have disobeyed God. They are taken because they rebelled against God. They weren't taken because of what the Babylonians did. God used the Babylonians, amen, to get his people in check. And I'm telling you this morning, whom the Lord loves, he chases. You other people may get away with stuff, but as a child of God, you won't get away with it. You need to repent of your sins, turn around, and be baptized in the name of the Lord, and walk like you know him, act like you know him, talk like you know him, and sing your song anyhow. Don't lose your song, amen. Don't lose your song. Don't lose your song. I know the captivity of Babylon is just like it is now. It's a strange land. In 2020, it's a strange land, ain't it? Children are not going to school, they're on computers. It's a strange land, ain't it? Folk that you used to just get in their car and going to work, amen, they're at home working. It's a strange land, ain't it? Used to come to church all your life, sitting in your favorite seat, singing your favorite song, amen. Now we're on the outside looking in. It's a strange land, ain't it? It's a strange land where people can stand up, amen, who we've given a trust to in office. Whether it be the preacher, whether it be the president, whether it be policemen. Ain't it funny how people are all stuck on themselves and everybody has forgot about God? We're living in a strange land where folk are selfish, folk are hard-hearted. I remember back in the day we didn't have much, but we didn't lose much either. Because what I didn't have, somebody handed me down what I needed, amen. And what other folk didn't have is food. We put together everything we had. And we had to have a blue light for the neighborhood. We would make it work. My brother was going down with some flour, some canned food, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And you think ain't nothing there? And she feed the whole family. Not only did she feed our family, because back then everybody was living. Now some folk that died out. But back in the day, grandma used to feed everybody in the house. Then she would take me and my sister and say, go take this plate to Sister So and So. Go take this plate to Brother So. I'm standing there trying to figure out how she did it. But she was still in the kitchen humming. The Lord has made a way somehow. I wish I had somebody who understood that they can't do the song. Nehemiah 8:10 said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Church, y'all know what we done lost our song yet? Because we forget that our song is not on the outside. Our song is on the inside. And y'all know how they get tight sometimes, don't they? And then the old thing says something on the inside.
folk at home now, and I feel on Facebook, if you ain't here, I know some of us feel like that, because I do too, when you can't go nowhere, and it feels like ain't nobody calling you, amen, and ain't nobody coming around, amen, you feel like folk don't care. It's not that people don't care, it's that they're going through the same thing you're going through, amen, and God is still in control. He's giving us a chance to get back by yourself, and God, if you stop listening to all this static, and just say, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I glorify you, Lord, I praise you, Lord, I in sickness, keep your song. Marriage difficulties, keep your song. Church ain't going right, keep your song, amen. Children ain't going right, keep your song. Sickness, keep your song, amen. Death, keep your song, amen. Hunger, keep your song, amen. See, in the church, what we got to do, y'all got to understand as a preacher, y'all want me to love you and comfort you, but sometimes I got to correct you, amen. Because if I don't correct you, I got to go to God and answer to Him. That's why I didn't preach the whole counsel of the plan. So this morning, we got to get right, amen, until we get our song back. David had lost a song. Psalm 51, David lost a song. David lost a song because of sin, amen. He didn't lose a song because God had left him. God didn't leave him. God just sent David to correct him, amen. But David said to God, amen, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Trouble gonna come, amen, but trouble won't last, amen. James 1 and 2 said, count it all joy when you fall into divers state temptations. I'm trying to tell you, if you haven't been through anything, hold on, you tell me like this nigga would. Just live long enough. Just keep going in it. Trouble gonna come. Storm clouds gonna rise, amen. But trouble don't last always. I wish I had somebody. Peter says that what God does is He keep you going through stuff so that you can stay on track, amen. 1 Peter 1 and 7. So now, just like Babylon, in these days, Babylon had lost loved ones. Babylon had saw life lost. Babylon and Zion, they were up on the high end of the totem pole economically, but now they are slaves, amen. They couldn't understand why. I know I'm talking to somebody this morning who was used to having a real good job, amen. Job is gone now, amen. You should get depend on mama. Mama gone on to be with the Lord. I wish I had somebody. I'm just trying to tell you that you got to keep a soul in your heart. John 16, Jesus said, I'm with you. I'm with you, boys. I'm going to leave you physically, you ain't going to see me no more, but just remember that I'm with you. I'm with you always. And be of good cheer. The world don't do some stuff to you, but I've overcome the world, amen. I got to go. I want to touch on some of this, amen, because it's really good, but the Bible says that Babylon carried them away. The enemy carried them away. I want y'all to know that the enemy asked them to sing a song, and I want you to know that the world wants you to entertain them, amen, but the Lord wants you to worship them, amen. I remember seeing a song called, a movie called The Five Heartbeats. Have y'all ever seen it? And in The Five Heartbeats, they just got off stage, amen. They was on top of their game, amen. People had begun to know them a little bit, and they had begun to sing, amen. But then the policemen, they went to this town, amen, where the policemen didn't want them, you know, they were white policemen, and there was a prejudice. There was oppressing them. And they took them out the car, they searched the car, saw all their credentials, saw everything was right. Then they said, oh, y'all were singing boys, ain't you? Yeah. And one of them said, won't y'all sing us a song? And they began to sing the song that they were saying, nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. But they didn't sing it like they sung it on the stage. They put their heads and said, nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. That's what we do sometimes. Rolling my way, I got to cry sometimes. We said, fix the deal. But when you feel like singing it, amen. I'm trying to get it sometimes. Oh, the enemy, they want you to sing for entertainment, amen. And the five odd beats, they were still successful, amen. But I'm trying to tell you that we can say they do it for a night, but the joy of the Lord will come in the morning. I'm trying to tell you, Galatians 5:22 says, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. You can squeeze my fruit all you want to. I might say I'm confused to let words at first. The things might come to my mind, amen. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that is done for me, my soul sooner or later gonna cry, hallelujah, and I got to forgive you, amen. I wish I had somebody. So we lost. The enemy wants you to want to mock you. You got to know that God will protect you, amen. And in verse 4, what God's people have got to do, they refuse to praise God. They refuse to remember. There are some folks going through now, they forgot about what God has done. They forgot about how strong God is. They forgot about how powerful God is. And they're looking at everything and everybody. But I'm telling you, why you looking at the president? That's okay, because some folks voted it in, ain't that right? But Brother Richard said, and then you said, Deacon Woods, then you vow that you got to look to the hills from which comes your help. All your help comes from the Lord, the creator of heaven and the creator of earth. Amen. So what happened was Israel got deceived because they was in a strange land. I got to go when I give you these few points. I can't touch them all, but I got to go. I want to tell you, in point number one, what you got to do is you can't let persecution steal your soul. Persecution gonna come. Trouble gonna come. Everybody not gonna like you. You're not gonna get your way all the time. Things gonna happen and trouble gonna come. Amen. But God said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I'm trying to tell you, you got to sing anyway. When persecution comes, you got to sing anyway. When persecution comes, you got to clap your hands anyway. When trouble comes, you got to stomp your feet anyway. Because I know God is in his seat, he's still a healer. You might have a court case, but in that court, I know God has never lost the case. Amen. If you've ever been hurt, sometimes like I've been hurt in your body, amen. Sometimes it'll make you forget to lift over your hands unto God. When your hands grab the arthritis come, your stomach start hurting, you can't keep your food down, your foot throbbing, amen. The folks around you still acting crazy, amen. That's pain in my heart, amen. But then not only pain in your body, some folks got pain in their mind, amen. They got Alzheimer's, they can't think, amen. They can't remember, amen. They get confused, amen. That's trouble right there. But I'm trying to tell you that you got to let God have this thing. Jesus in John 16:22 told the boy, I will see you again, amen. Don't even worry about it. And I'm trying to tell you right now, that's a fallen nature. There's some things going on in this world. You see sin prevailing in this world. You see people turning in this world. But you got to understand that God is still in control. And you got to keep on singing your song, amen. Said this stuff to a little girl one time, and the parents couldn't get her to speak right, amen. Teacher said, y'all got to do something with her, because she always raising her hand and wants to talk, amen, but she can't get the words out. And she was, I want to, and then people was making fun of her, amen. And so after they took her from one therapist to another therapist to another, said one gentleman said, I know a man that probably can help her. They took her to this man, y'all know what he did, and they told her, they had books and things, and they wanted her to say the words over and over again. He said, I want you to put them books down. He got down on the piano and began to play, amen. And he began to play. He said, I want you to listen to this song and begin to sing it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, amen. Jesus loves it. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. They had 5 or 6 sessions with her. Sent her back to the house, and she was still stuttering. They said, this man ain't done nothing. But the next morning, y'all know what happened. She said, Mama was downstairs cooking. The little girl said, she heard water running. The little girl was upstairs getting ready to get in the shower. Said, the little girl went and got in the shower. And said, the little girl began to sing, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine all in my home. I'm going to let it shine all over. And y'all know what? Jesus will be, amen. Said, the parents called the man back. They said, what did y'all do to my daughter? He said, I ain't do nothing to her. Said, I just bought the song out of her that was already on the inside of her. And I'm trying to tell you this morning that sometimes you might not be able to say it, but you can sing your way through it, amen. You might not be able to articulate it with words, but I guarantee you can sing it, amen. Until you get an understanding that God is good. So don't let persecution take your soul. Don't let pain take your soul. This is the best one of all right here, man. Don't let people steal your song. Amen. People will steal your song. On the internet, bad news. On the news, bad news. In the newspaper, bad news. Call somebody on the phone, bad news. Everybody that forsook you, bad news. Abused, bad news. Disrespected, bad news. Lied on, bad news. But whatever happened, don't let folks steal your joy. They said, how shall we thank the Lord? Some are gone, y'all, in a strange land. I wish I had been there. I wish you had been there. They said, how can you sing a song in a strange land? I don't care what land I'm in. your mother. He kept on saying, even when his mouth got dry, Jesus said, I'm going to still keep on saying. Jesus said, I'm a little thirsty up here, but I'm going to keep on saying. And a lot of them, Jesus said, it is finished. He said, he gave up the ghost, and he gave it to God. This morning, you got to give it up. I wish for the Roman foremost here to help me close this sermon. Amen. To tell folks about the joy of the Lord. Because the Lord will protect you. Singing to revival breaks out in the church. We're going to keep on singing, Lord, while folk are arguing about bars open, restaurants open. No, God, we won't be not our will, but your will be done. No matter if nothing opens, God, you still going to feed us. You still going to make a way out of no way. Then we're going to keep on singing till we see your glory manifest. I'm done. Those I pray that anybody hear your voice today, when we reach out and give their soul to